On that note, next up we've got Bucket Hat Bobby Matheson with Counting Dice.
With no advantage, roll 13 to hit, and 3d4s for damages or pray for a crit. A 2 and 2 ones means I did barely shit, but that's just how the game is played. With my modifier, I hit for a 5, and I'll be lucky if I make it out of this room alive. There's 5 gold for a healing kit, so try to survive, at least until the party gets paid. Entrusting your life with 7 little dice in varying amounts, but no matter how you roll, it's having fun that counts. Hard to keep track.
This is a cute and fun song. It's got that sort of sing-song kids melody, which is a little bit at odds with the word shit appearing in the first verse, but, you know, I think it still works. I like the accordion. The accordion sounds pretty accordion-esque to me, so that's good. I like how he packs in all of his counting into the verse, and to some degree, the kids song thing sort of wears on me after a while. Almost like, you know, you're going to hear this on Barney or some other kids show that would sort of drive me crazy. And D&D is not my favorite topic. I admit that I played D&D in high school and I was one of those nerds. But since then, D&D has become so incredibly popular, I'm just a little bit tired of hearing about it. That doesn't stop this song from being sort of a cute and fun song.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice, you know, nice little ditty here. I think we reviewed a different D&D song by somebody else during a different podcast, and I can't remember exactly which one that was, but I like this one a lot better. I think it's a lot more listenable, and it's nice, and it's kind of cute and charming, and that has value. I'm not trying to, you know, cute and charming can be used as a, or cute anyway, can be used as a bit of an insult these days.
Yeah,
but,
backhanded
but no.
Compliment.
But I think it achieved what he was going for, I think is what I'm trying to say. And I liked it, yeah.
Yeah, I like this song, too. I mean, during the listening party, I don't listen to them ahead of time. I might get an in or out just to make sure I've got something on it, but I'm not actually listening to any of the songs. And I just shouted, D&D, when Bucket Hat started. I went, oh, this is going good. And then I really enjoyed the way it came together. I was surprised more people didn't do D&D with the dice angle, but I think they were the only ones this time around that did it. The chorus had a really nice hook, and he hit the challenge right on nail on the head right there. So this was one of the top songs of the round for me.
Yeah, it's a good one.